Right, loads of you have been in touch because I promised you the boys were coming in. All right, Stephen Triffitt, George Long, Mark Adams. Good afternoon, chaps.
Good afternoon.
I thought you were coming in your tuxedos.
Oh,
they'd be impressed.
Did you bring the wheel-in bar on the trolley?
Oh, we wish. No. We thought there would be one here. We were told there's going to be one here. Yeah.
Stephen's got a hip flask in his pocket. It's all right.
Yeah,
that'll do.
Never travel without.
That'll do. The Rat Pack used to get up to all kinds of shenanigans and parties and everything else. Do you lot do it when you're on tour?
Never.
No.
Well, we're really, really well behaved.
I'm in bed by six. In fact, I missed the show.
Yeah. Six in the morning.
Exactly.
No, but I mean, I suppose a lot of the audience want to team up with you and have a yarn and maybe a wee paint and everything else, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that happens quite a bit. Yeah, I mean, we meet people. I mean, invariably what we do when we finish the show is we find the nearest pub and all pile in there after, and there's quite often audience members in there, and, you know, we sit and have a chat, or, you know, we're quite approachable.
Yeah, so you don't mind that then?
No, as long as they buy us a drink, of course. You know,
Do you hear that, folks? Get your hands in your pockets.
It's a drink a word, I think, is what it is, yeah.
And you're in the Opera House. So you're just across the road from like the
Crown. The Crown. Yes. Well, you threw us out at 11 o'clock last night. That was a bit of a shock.
Threw you out?
Yeah.
We just went last door, so that's fine.
Listen, there's a guy down there called Michael, Manchester United fan. He'll look after you.
Okay.
Legendary. But it's funny. I mean, we get all kinds of stars like yourselves coming into Belfast, and the reference point for most of them is, do you know a place called The Crown? You know, that's brilliant. World famous.
It is. It's a lovely little pub.
So you're at the Opera House, and it started last night.
Yep.
It did, yeah.
What was it like?
Standing ovation.
Yeah. Good audience.
Ah, you're making it up.
No, it was great. Really good for a wet Monday night. They were brilliant.
Yeah. And funny, we were giving out warnings of snow and everything else. So
It did snow, didn't it?
Yeah.
You had everything yesterday, didn't you? A bit of sun, hail, snow, rain.
Just
the works.
Waiting on the plague of locusts. And
frogs as well.
You know, so that was the first night, and you're rolling then until Saturday as well.
Yeah.
So that's good. What kind of set are you doing? I mean, I know you were here not too long ago, obviously.
Yeah, we did a Christmas version in the waterfront, but this one is the regular show that we're doing. I mean, it's all the standards that you expect to hear, really, isn't it?
We're going to do something for you later on, but it's all the classic hits that they did, plus there's a lot of the banter, you know, we've got three lovely girls, you know, an on-stage 12-piece live band.
The drinks trolley. We can't do a smoke here, of course.
That's funny. I mean, how do you know, because the Summit gigs were famous. I mean, they were all so casual, and it's all a smoke here and a smoke there. Do you bother with the electric cigarettes?
No. We were on Herbals in Dublin, because we can get where you can do Herbals but not real ones.
Yeah.
In Dublin, but we couldn't do anything here.
No.
Just the
idea that you might possibly be smoking something on the stage they don't like.
I was going to go nowhere else with that, but I mean,
that's a whole other show.
What about the set? I mean, when you first got the act together, has it changed at all? I mean, are there certain songs that are more popular than maybe you bargained for?
Well, you changed the song, didn't you? Because you just fancied it for this week. So that sometimes happens.
I mean, there's we do have a collection of songs that we can sort of put in, take out, and so on. And in some countries, for instance, you know, we'll know that particular country has a favourite song, and then we'll put that song in. I think here in Belfast, I don't think there's any particular favourites, just so long as everybody can sing along with it.
I was going to say that. Do you encourage them to sing along? I mean, are you sitting, are you standing, these guys are singing along, they're ruining my big number.
You just try and stop them from singing along. Yeah. That's the thing, you know.
It's about where they do, and there's some points that I think would be inappropriate to join. I mean, you get hecklers all the time. I mean,
hecklers?
It's usually women, I have to say.
Oh, there was a great one last night. She was fun. She's
but
enjoying herself.
In the spirit, and so, but you know, the boys can generally
it's
calm
too much
down
spirit. I think
they're not throwing underwear or anything. No, no.
Only ever happened to me once in
bottles.
Wolverhampton. I seem to recall a large pair of bloomers. They weren't. It wasn't a little g-string. It was a large pair of bloomers.
Yeah. They were clean. I hope.
You go parachuting off the stage.
Exactly.
You know. So just, I mean, so they will join in. They will sing along.
If they want to.
That's good, because you know some people get precious. You know, I'm singing this song, everybody else shut up.
No, there's no point in doing that. I mean, all you do is alienate your audience. I think most audiences realise that You know, if they're going to sing along in certain songs, then they'll just do it very quietly. And others, you know, I mean, there's some songs in the Dean set where you just try and stop them singing because they're, you know, drinking songs, you know, and they're right up for it and so on. But
a good audience knows when is appropriate and when isn't appropriate. And that's the difference between someone who's making a nuisance of themselves as opposed to having fun. I mean, sometimes if there's someone singing along constantly annoying the rest of the audience, one of the guys says, "Oi!" The rest of the audience will clap to kind of say, "Yes, we agree." But most of the time, it's harmless fun.
Or
so
if we,
there's a line.
I see, you sidle off to the side of the stage, speaking to your security. See the guy in 11F. Get him out. Just grab him and kick him out in the
stage. We have actually done that before. Yeah, that was in the West End, though.
The West End. What do you expect? Common as muck in the West End.
Oh, no, it's terrible. So
you're in Belfast now. So the big band makes the show, doesn't it? I mean, you got
having a live band on stage. Certainly, that makes a big difference. You know, they're not just kind of hidden in a pit. So the audience can actually see it. There's not that many shows where you can get to see a band on stage. I think is good.
Big, big part of the experience. And I mean, the sad thing is, a show like yours is becoming more and more rare. You know, because we're now
expensive.
We're now in this world where it's just it's down to money. You know, that keyboard can do the work of five guys, so we'll just get the keyboard player in.
It's not the same.
It would make for a very empty stage, though, if we just had a keyboard.
But it's the thing that you're doing there, it is the spectacle. It's the whole feel. It was the guys at the top of their game showing off what they could do, I suppose, you know, and they had a great band behind them, so to try and do it any other way, I think is...
Well, they would have had a string section as well. They'd had a massive string section. They'd have probably been 30 on that, you know, even in the Sands Hotel, which wasn't particularly big, they'd have been sort of rammed in there.
Have you done all the tourist spots in Vegas? I mean, have you gone and seen the Sands Hotel? And I mean,
it's no longer there.
It's not there in Vegas. I've worked the Sands in Atlantic City. Yeah. I did the Copa Room there. I mean, so that still exists. I worked in Vegas for about 3 months. And, you know, the first couple of weeks were great. But then I'd seen Vegas. That was it, really. You know, you've seen all the dolphins and the Wet n Wild and the casinos and everything else. And it's just sitting by a pool for the rest of the time and singing.
Oh, God, you poor thing.
It was awful. I couldn't stand it any longer. I had to come back.
I worked in Vegas too, yeah.
Yeah.
Vegas Fried Chicken on the Old Kent Road.
Good place.
Here, do you lot, when you're doing your big numbers, do you try and outdo each other? Will you say to him at the end of the night, "My big song went down better than your big song"?
If anyone started doing that, they'd soon get... we sort of do rib each other and sort of trash each other's sets occasionally. But I think
in front of the audience.
Yes, They witness everything. There's no inside stuff going on there. As there never would have been with the original guys.
I mean, we've known each other and worked with each other now for about 12 years. And we know each other very well. And the chemistry on stage is very much like the original chemistry. And in the same way as they never did that off stage, we don't either. So, you know, we get on.
Okay, and that was part of the show, that they did poke fun at each other.
Oh, yeah. You've all got your own thing, so there's no need to be competitive.
A few numbers are sacrosanct, I think. You know, we wouldn't go, and if you're doing What Kind of Fool, you wouldn't sort of kind of jump in there. But there are other moments that...
Okay, well, listen, we've had loads of people in touch. There's Donna, for instance. Donna Bannon says, "Say hello to the lads. I've seen them before and they're fantastic."
Oh, hello,
thanks,
Donna.
Thank you very much.
See, that's, you know, and we were telling people you were on yesterday and they were all in touch. And again, some people have sworn they've had a pint with you before.
More than likely.
You know, more than
likely. That's a lot of pints.
Yes, well, the number of people who told us that, the Crown would probably have to be the size of Wembley. You know, the number of people who said I had a pint with them, you know.
Yeah, well, we've been a few times, so hopefully it's spread out over a few years, you know, not just the one night.
Well, listen, boys, can you go up and take your places and sing a song?
Hold on, I need get sorted here.
Right, folks, if there are any shortcomings in this, it is my fault, because I'm trying to do sound levels here.
Possibly be us.
And if you hear a slapping sound, it's the boys just reaching over to hit me a dig. And it would be proper order as well.
Just hit the auto tune.
Yes. Auto tune. Right. Okay. I'm hoping this is kind of halfway set. Are you ready to go, guys?
We'll give it a shot.
All right.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shut down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top in June.
I said that's life. Yeah, funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I won't ever let it get me down, because this final word they keep spinning around.
I played a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over now, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself lying flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race.
I said that's life, and I ain't gonna deny it. Many times I thought of quitting, but my heart won't buy it. And California girls are mighty pretty, but we prefer the girls in Belfast City.
I've been a puppet, a pirate, a poet, a pauper, a pawn.
Stand around
king.
In my place, Daddy.
I've been up and down and over and up. And I know one thing.
What do you know?
Each time I find myself lying flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. I said that's life.
That's life.
And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart, it ain't gonna buy it. And if there's nothing shaking, come this here July.
Where's the bar?
I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball. And
that's terrific.
Thank you very much indeed.
That I've thoroughly enjoyed that. That is terrific. Right, folks, that's Stephen Triffitt, George Long, Mark Adams, Frank Dean and Sammy's Rat Pack in the Opera House, and it's on until Saturday. Do we have any tickets left? Are there tickets?
Yeah.
Still some left?
Apparently there, okay. There are. Not too many, though, too I don't many. Think.
Yeah.
At the weekend.
Selling very well.
Right, it's, yeah, there they are. All the mentions coming in, people loving that. Donna says, you have made my day. Thank you, boys.
Thanks, yes.
But listen, thank you, boys. Good luck. And in the Opera House until Saturday, right, folks? There are tickets. Go and grab them while you can. Thanks, boys.